from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
When you need it. Yeah, right on time. 888-808-1019. We're going to laugh tonight and have a grand old time. Now, some of y'all might get with this. Some of y'all won't. But that's not my problem. 300 for Aaron Judge. I was on last night, 12 to 2. I was on the night before, 12 to 2. I was on the night before, 12 to 2 a.m. And you know, the Yankees shouldn't have struggled so much against the Chicago White Sox, but they're off today. And Juan Soto hitting his 4 home runs and Aaron Judge pulling that home run to hit 300 erases all of the nonsense coming out of that series. Monday was embarrassing. Monday night arguably was the worst loss of the year. And the Yankees have stacked up a few worse losses of the year in a year where they're a first-place team, in a year where they were the first team to 50 wins, in a year where they literally have the fastest two guys to get to 30 homers and 100 walks or 100 ribbies. Like, Aaron Judge and Juan Soto as a tandem have been phenomenal. That's 1-2 in the AL MVP race, but man, did we feel sick to our stomachs watching the Yankees struggle against the worst team in baseball. And historically, this team potentially could be the worst team in baseball. 888-808-1019. But, you know, the Yankees are off tonight and the Mets were off on Monday night. And me, I'm an internet guy. I'm a Twitter guy, Instagram, a little bit on TikTok. Before I was blessed to figure out how to get on this great radio station at WFAN, I worked in New York City at MTV, Fubo TV, Rock Nation, and did a bunch of little freelance jobs as a social media manager. So I used to be the guy behind the scenes anonymously posting things for clicks. I used to be the guy thinking up, how do we go viral? And I remember sitting in meetings when the higher-ups, the older heads would say, how do we go viral? And I would say, you don't. You don't think about it like that. You put out content for your audience. You put out things that you think are going to stick, are going to work, and then it just happens. You don't manufacture it. Put a pen in that. Just hold that thought. So back to Monday, when my New York Yankees were struggling against the Chicago White Sox, and I mean, with Luis Gil, his first inning, he comes off the mound after giving it up. He's throwing his had, and he's upset, and the Yankees strand a bunch of runners. They go 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. You add insult to injury. Jazz Chisholm gets hurt. We are just like, man, how can this team be World Series contenders, but then do that? And as I'm on Twitter, hashtag Yankees Twitter, the biggest fan base that exists on Twitter, which Elon Musk decided to call X, I see my fellow Yankee fans questioning everything from Brian Cashman's moves at the deadline and what this team will be the rest of the year and if they'll win the division, what they'll do in the postseason, and of course the 15-year drought in the World Series. But then, then I see some of our counterparts, our neighbors, our coworkers, our friends that root for the Mets chiming in. Oh, this is going to be an embarrassing loss for the New York Yankees. oh, no way are the Yankees going to lose to the White Sox. When you talk about worst losses of the year, for me watching, it was that Baltimore loss going into the All-Star break, because that was just a Clay Holmes, Anthony Volpe, and Alex Verdugo. Like, that was just an absolute collapse. Can't have it. But the worst loss that I saw with my own two eyes was the last game of the Subway Series. I was physically there to watch the Mets just smack the Yankees around. Mets fans talking trash to Yankee fans. Where you going? Why so quiet? We run this town. We run this city. Your little brother. Well, a lot of Yankee fans said, that was your World Series, Mets fans. And myself as a Yankee fan, I said, I can't take this too seriously, because the Yankees roll out Jamai Jones and J.D. Davis. But I'm like, hey, you tip your cap. They got swept. They got absolutely demolished. Sure, the Mets are the kings of New York for now. 888-808-1019. And what I knew is that there's plenty more baseball to be played, and that the bar for the Mets is a lot different than the bar for the Yankees. And baseball is unpredictable. No one knows what's going to happen. I don't know how many nights I say the same thing on air. We got to take it day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. We have hosts that want to proclaim what's going to happen in October. We have people that want to say that the Yankees are dead. We have hosts that want to say Juan Soto is playing himself into being a Met. We have callers that call in and laugh and egg on. I know me. I was on the last two nights of the Bronx side of the Subway Series. I had to wear it. I had to take it, but I knew. Give it some time. Give it some time. The Yankees are fighting for first place. The Yankees are fighting to be the number one seed in the American League. The Mets are now fighting for their postseason lives. 888-808-1019. As the calls are starting to come in, I think you are picking up what I'm putting down, where I'm heading with this. So the last couple nights I was on, the first night, I said, oh, wow, Austin Adams. Austin Adams is the first player I've seen turn one of the Mets' gimmicks against them, use it against them, and mock them with the, oh, my God. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, the Oakland A's, soon to be Sacramento A's for, you know, this show tonight, I'll probably refer to them as the Sacramento A's, because, I mean, those guys are looking at apartments in Sacramento. They're moving their families to Sacramento. They're about to be leaving in a few weeks, packing their bags and not looking at Oakland ever again. But they've been pretty good. I think there's something like 23-14 since July 1st. So that tells you that they're playing good baseball. They have some guys that can pitch. They got some guys that can hit. And you know what? They're playing spoiler against a Mets team and a Mets fan base who was on top of the world with Grimace, the Grimettes, the Grimace era, June 12th. Grimace throws out a first pitch. And we're giving all the credit to a Ronald McDonald character. They've run out of Happy Meals. Glizzy Izzy, the rally pimp. Like, all of these gimmicks. Let's go back to Timmy Trumpet. Sound the trumpets. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum. What does any of that have to do with baseball? 888-808-1019. So in the baseball game, game one of the series, Austin Adams, he's calling people POS. He's flying off the handle. He's pissed off, because he was with the Mets in the winter into spring training, and they let him go. They cut him. They sent him packing. So he had it on his mind, oh boy, when I get my opportunity, I'm going to let him know about it. And when I got on that night, I said, listen, it's the first game of this homestand, which is a vital homestand coming off of that road trip. A road trip that the owner of the Mets, Steve Cohen, went on Twitter and called grueling. He said it was a grueling road trip. But our very own Positive Tommy said it was a good road trip. We needed Evan today. Evan came back and Evan told Tommy, no, you can't say that's a good road trip. You can't. There's no way to spin that. There's no power of positivity. There's reality. Watch the games. Look at the box score. Look at what has happened over the last couple weeks. Since we proclaimed that the NL wildcard was over. Man, these microphones are powerful. You gotta chill. You gotta chill. This stuff reaches far beyond 345 Hudson Street. This stuff grows legs on the internet. And there was this thing on the internet that popped up months ago. And when I saw the video, I ignored it. Myself, I don't know. I'm a married man. I try to carry myself with class. I try to keep things, I don't know, PG-13. There's areas that I don't even think about going on the radio. There's subject matter that I don't even think about talking about because kids listen to my show. A lot of them. And a lot of them reach out to me, and I know that. I'm a father. My son is 16 months, though. I don't have to explain anything to him yet, but one day I will. And I mean, I had the thought today, maybe I just stop at one. Because I can handle a little boy. I don't know, if I have a daughter and my daughter grows up to be Haley Welch, I don't know how I'm going to handle that. 888-808-1019. So with the series on the line, with camp day today in Flushing, a bunch of kids coming out to the ballpark to chant, "Let's go Mets, let's go Mets." I'm listening to Howie Rose on CBS 880 call the game. And I'm scrolling through Twitter as I look at the box score, and I say, wait, what? I thought her 15 minutes of fame was up. This can't be for real. Hawk Tua? Hawk Tua, girl? Wait, is she on the mound in Citi Field throwing out a first pitch before the author of My Mets Bible, our very own Evan Roberts? Man, we needed Evan today in here. Evan, get well soon. We need you at Fanatics Fest tomorrow. If you guys are going to Fanatics Fest, make sure you dress up like Tiki Barber or Boomer Esiason or any of your favorite WFAN hosts. Boy, we needed Evan today. I was offended. For my fellow Met fans or my fellow WFAN hosts that are Mets fans that have been living and dying with this team for decades, wait, they don't get an opportunity to come out on the field and throw the first pitch? And Hawk Tua girl does? What is she famous for? What did she do? I literally haven't spoken about her on my program at all. I've heard our morning show, midday, afternoon do it. I've heard other stations do it. It's everywhere. It was viral 2-3 months ago. Here we are in August. I haven't spoken on her because I didn't want to give her my light. I didn't want to give her my show, my platform. She doesn't deserve it. And I don't want to knock that little girl because she didn't know what she was doing, right? Bro that made the video, he's not getting anywhere near the money that she's getting or opportunities that she's getting. When he asked her a simple question and she replied with Hawk Tua, spit on that thing. But there were kids out there today. There were kids out there today that they don't have a clue. Yes, they do. These kids are smarter than you think. These kids are all over TikTok, Instagram, Reels, YouTube Shorts. They know exactly who she is. They might not know exactly what she's talking about, but one day they will be old enough to understand. So I understand if you are offended. I understand if you're mad. I understand if you have a problem with it. I will not get on this microphone and tell some parents how to feel about something like that that didn't need to go on. Only the Mets can out-Mets the Mets. With the series on the line, you decide to bring someone in that has no ties to New York City, no ties to Major League Baseball, and no ties to the New York Mets to throw out a first pitch. For what? A million views on X? 888-808-1019. You got to be careful with that stuff. The baseball gods, they don't take too kindly to that stuff. You're fighting for your postseason lives. The series is on the line. You already got mocked in this series, and now everybody is mocking you. And so I am pretty good at this internet stuff, right? Like I said, I used to do that as a profession. I leaned right into it. I saw they had a press conference with this girl. I'm like, they put a Mets jersey on this girl. And you know what? They did it in front of Frank the Tank, a diehard Mets fan who the Mets will not bring out there to throw first pitch. But the Rockies did in a series where the Mets are playing against the Rockies. I mean, he's been out to Milwaukee, put on the Brewers jersey, Arizona Diamondbacks. More teams are going to send for Frank the Tank before the Mets do. If you're leaning into all the gimmicks, the dance team, if you're leaning all the other gimmicks, right? Why not have Frank out there? Why not have Evan Roberts out there? Why not have Sal Licata out there? Why not have any of the WFAN hosts that ride for your team? It's crazy. So what happens in the game as we continue to talk sports on the 24/7 sports talk radio station, which I never thought I'd have a reason to talk about Haley Welch, Hawk Tua girl. But you know what? You put that energy out. Be careful. Because you go into that game, and I'm writing my notes, and I'm like, another Mendy masterclass. Mark Vientos batting second. Oh, my God. Mark Vientos going deep, going yard. And I was ready to call these Mets the Hawk Tua Mets. LGHTM. Let's go Hawk Tua Mets. They go up 5-0. I'm like, yeah. The grimace stuff wore off. Now you need another first pitch, and this girl's a viral sensation for the wrong reasons, but whatever. We're doomed because we prop up people like that, right? Same people that tried to cancel me or prop up a girl like that. Yeah, whatever. Do your thing on the internet. That's fake life. That's not real. But when you bring her into your arena with a game like that, man, Jose Quintana, trash. 11 walks, trash. Not being able to come through, not being able to find a way, blowing a 5-0 lead, trash. And you can blame Haley Welch, who probably doesn't know one player on the Mets, probably doesn't watch baseball, but now she's the story. You can blame the bullpen. You can blame Reed Garrett coming back, Jose Quintana. You can blame whoever you want. Pete Alonso popping up. You can blame whoever you want. But it's just the same. Oh, Mets. It's the same old Mets. It's very Metsy. I'm sorry. You need a bad guy like me. You need somebody to come in here and tell you what it is. Because these Mets fans won't. Tommy Lugauer will get on this airwaves and tell you, stay positive. I will lead us. I was waiting. I was waiting. Tommy came in here one day, said that the Yankees are little brother. I'm like, off of the bro, they put out Jamai Jones and J.D. Davis as the leadoff hitter, cleanup hitter. The Yankees don't care about the Subway Series like y'all do. And now look where we're at, Mets fans. I was trying to play nice. I was trying to keep the faith. I tell you, all is not lost. But man, this young girl, her 15 minutes of fame was up. This was late. This was wrong. This was unnecessary. No, it wasn't fun. We're having fun. We're making fun. We're having fun at your expense now. Because you bring her out there today to throw the first pitch, and look what type of game transpires. They didn't give out any Haley Welch merch, right? They didn't give out any, like, Mets bucket hat. Or maybe they would have to give out, like, a water bottle so you could hawk to a spit on that thing. What a joke. The jokes write themselves. We're going to do this all night. 888-808-1019. But we're definitely going to talk about the Yankees. And the Yankees better get ready because the Seattle Mariners swept the Mets. And then the Seattle Mariners just got swept by the Detroit Tigers. Oh, and guess who the Yankees are going to go face as they fight for position, as they fight to stay in first place, blah, 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 best record in baseball. Can't sleep on anybody. Can't predict baseball. Got to put your best foot forward. They're going to face Tarek Skubal on Sunday in the Williamsport Classic. I'll be on air Sunday, live from Fanatics Fest, 12 to 3. See you there. Again, wear your costumes. It's going to be a grand old time, a grand old event. And now, you know, football's coming. Football is coming fast. Where a lot of fans are going to say, ah, well, it's over for the Mets. It's not over. But when you look at this Mets schedule, let's do that for a second before I break here. When you look at this Mets schedule, you better sweep the Marlins. And you know the Marlins play up, especially coming to Queens. The Marlins are playing spoiler. They have nothing to lose. They're going to play up. The Mets will face the Baltimore Orioles, and I'll be rooting for you every out of those three games. But that is a team that's fighting for first place, fighting for the wild card. That's most likely going to be a postseason team. Then you have to go to San Diego and face the Padres. They are not losing. They've been super hot since you proclaimed that the NL wild card was over, right? The Braves come to town. Ramon Laureano can't catch a pop-up. Jeff McNeil. And oh, after the Padres series, you got to go to Arizona and face the Snakes. Oh, yeah, the team that won the NL last year that got hot at the right time. Yeah, the Diamondbacks, they're not losing much either. So it's all right in front of you. But the softer part of the schedule that you thought you might have just had, gotcha. So all of the Juan Soto's going to look good in a Mets jersey. What have I been telling you guys? You got to wait. We got to see how this season plays out. You think it's just money, but a lot of it is going to have to do with the end of this season and where both teams are. And then they will assess Scott Boras, Juan Soto, Hal Steinbrenner, Steve Cohen. And Steve Cohen could give him an extra $10 million a year, an extra $50 million, whatever. But there's not a check that Steve Cohen can write to undo what the Mets are, what the Mets consistently do. They consistently do stuff like that. We have seen it time after time after time after time after time. It is some type of higher power, cosmic energy. And they got you again. The jokes just write themselves. 888-808-1019. So we'll definitely talk Mets. We'll talk Yanks. We got to talk Hawk Tua now. Call me up with your reaction to it. Call me up with your thoughts about it. No one is wrong. This is the opinions business. I'm giving you my opinion. Give me your opinion. Because I think that if they would have lost today in that way, it would have been a bad loss. Like I said, going up 5-0, 11 walks, guys not coming through in the clutch late in the game, Reed Garrett coming back, blowing it, whatever. But to put the Hawk Tua girl on the mound in Citi Field on your sacred yard? You just knew where it was going to go. These are the Hawk Tua Mets now. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, we will live in the 300 homers. We will talk about Aaron Judge's greatness. We will compare him to Mickey Mantle and Barry Bonds and Ken Griffey Jr. and everybody else. But for what my money's worth, like, I was a little kid going to sleep when the San Francisco Giants were playing. I didn't get to see every at-bat of Barry Bonds or Ken Griffey Jr. I'm blessed that as I started going to the stadium, I was there for Aaron Judge's first home run, which we just celebrated 7 years since that's happened. I think I've probably seen anywhere from 80 to 100 live Aaron Judge homers. How many homers has he hit in Yankee Stadium? I've been to 40 games a year for the past few years. And there's plenty more coming. It would be a shame for that man to have a bunch of highlights on the big screen 15 years from now when we're honoring him or celebrating his jersey retirement. And then there's no highlights from the World Series. Got to get him to the World Series. We'll talk all about that. We'll obviously talk football. I have Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic joining me to talk about the Jets practice. They're down there fighting in Carolina with the Panthers. Good. Good. They should be pissed off. And Dellin Betances, my guy. I saw Dellin Betances Monday at MLB Network. He sat in with the clubhouse guys for the clubhouse show that they do. We had Chris Young, CC Sabathia. And I saw him tweeting last night about Aaron Judge's greatness. I'm sure he'll have something to say about Austin Adams coming out of the bullpen and mocking the Mets. He's a New Yorker. He's a former Met. And, of course, a former Yankee and former All-Star. He'll join me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.